Test for Interpreters of Level 3 English Language Skills
Part 1 A Listen to the following passage and then decide whether the statements below are true or false. After hearing a short passage, blacken the circle of true on the answer sheet if you think the statement is true. Or blacken the circle for false, if it is false. There are 10 statements in this part of the test, with 1 point each. You will hear the passage only once.
My mother stayed in California for 10 years. Her grandfather left her to his wife, Emma, a severe woman who wore black dresses and resented and ignored my mother. Emma discouraged visitors and rarely allowed my mother to attend parties or other functions. One Halloween, when she caught my mother trick-or-treating with school friends, Emma decided to confine her to a room for an entire year, except for the hours she was in school. She forbade my mother to eat at the kitchen table or linger in the front yard. This cruel punishment went on for months until Emma's sister came for a visit and put a stop to it. By the time my mother turned 14, she could no longer bear life in her grandmother's house. She found work as a mother's helper, caring for 2 young children in return for room, board, and $3 a week. She had little time for the extracurricular athletics and drama that she loved, and no money for clothes. She washed the same blouse every day to wear with her only skirt, and, in colder weather, her only sweater. But for the first time, she lived in a household where the father and mother gave their children the love, attention, and guidance she had never received. My mother often told me that without that sojourn with a strong family, she would not have known how to care for her own home and children. 1. Emma is my grandmother.
2. Listen to the following short statements and then choose one of the answers that best fits the meaning of each statement by blackening the corresponding circle. There are 10 questions in this part of the test, 1 point for each question. You will hear both the statement and the question only once.
11. Since I have a meeting around noon, I will eat my lunch on the run.
2. Listen to the following passages and then choose the best answer to each question by blackening the corresponding circle. You may need to scribble a few notes in order to answer the questions satisfactorily. There are 3 passages in this part, each with 5 questions. And each question carries 2 points. You will hear the passage only once.
Passage 1. My daughter and I had been searching for the origins of my grandfather, Alfred Denny, for several years. We had nothing definite except that he married Minerva Ann Hamilton in Michigan in 1860. 21. Where and when was my grandfather married? Passage 2. The history of American newspapers has paralleled the history of our culture. As our society has changed, so have its newspapers. 26. What kind of people were early colonial newspapers designed for? Passage 3. There is a widespread assumption that work gets harder after 40. But in most organizations, work gets dramatically easier after 40. 31. What is the common opinion about age and work?
Part 3. Parts of the following text are missing. While listening to the tape, complete the passage by filling in each blank space with an appropriate word or words. There are 20 blanks, each carrying 1 point. You will hear the passage only once.
Washington. The Bush administration has signaled for the first time that it may be willing to allow a multinational force in Iraq to operate under the sponsorship of the United Nations, as long as it is commanded by an American.
Part 4. Listen to the following passage. Write a short summary of around 150 words of what you have heard. This part of the test carries 30 points. You will hear the passage only once. You have 25 minutes to write your summary.
A 3-year-old Brooklyn girl who suffered a skull fracture and was so malnourished that court papers described her as skin and bones died yesterday morning.